Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey Harris. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Eddie Collins. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Farrick. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Tom Farrick. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Fox reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Brancato moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brancato scores. Johnson moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Siebert moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Suter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Doerr moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to second for the out. Doerr moves to third. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Finney moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive towards third. Taber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Fox. Farrick reaches second base with a double. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Taber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taber hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finney moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. There goes Fox trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrick covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Farrick hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hayes moves to third. Collins moves to second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 2 in the game. Brancato hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Collins moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Brancato moves to second. Mike Riba now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Suter reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Farrick strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Collins reaches second base with a double. Suter scores. Hayes goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Pitlock scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney who is chasing the ball. Siebert reaches third base with a triple. McCoy goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hayes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabor moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a line drive towards the mound. Farrick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Farrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Collins bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Farrick moves to second. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney who is chasing the ball. McCoy reaches third base with a triple. Farrick scores. It's 8-4, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock pinch hits for Mike Riba. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-4 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peacock moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato misplays the ball. That's an error on Brancato. Peacock scores. Finney moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Athletics. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's Red Sox, 8, Athletics, 8. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Dobson now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to second. D. Miles pinch hits for Tom Farrick. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Babich now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pitlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brancato hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McCoy strikes out. There goes Brancato. The throw from Pitlock to Cronin, and Brancato is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Newsom pinch runs for Joe Cronin. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Babbage fields it and throws to third for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-8, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Babbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom now playing shortstop. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Hayes strikes out. One out. Johnny Babbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbage hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brancato strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.